My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Tomorrow afternoon, 4:25, kickoff between your Cleveland Browns and the Green Bay Packers. You'll hear it here on your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan. Yes.
I'm going to have Nathan on the transistor radio over at the in-laws.
Actually, he's not going to be on the radio. He will be on television.
In the future, if we don't get power back, I want Nathan on the transistor radio.
Nathan will be with Chris Rose and Aniti Kikabwala on News 5.
What about the transistor TVs?
That is up to you and Bernie, your father-in-law, not
one.
Bernie Kosar.
I think he has one.
Then tell
have
him
Bernie
he's got to get it out.
Come over with your father-in-law, Bernie.
Yeah.
Two Bernies.
Watch it on a 9-inch TV in the garage.
The Bernie.
Nathan Zagura usually with the legend Jim Donovan, but he's going to be with Chris Rose and Aniti Kikabwala on the sideline for News 5's coverage of the live broadcast of Game 1 of the preseason for the Cleveland Browns against the Green Bay Packers over at the stadium at 4:25 tomorrow. And he joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Dragomir, good morning.
Good morning. It is good to be with you. And Lime, if you're on that transistor radio, you will be able at least to hear your boy Ken Carmen on the sideline. So that's going to be very exciting.
I have avoided talking about that all week, and you found a way to bring it up.
Well, that's right. Well, that's what happens when you're 1-0 against Jeff Jarrett. You play by your own rules.
We got to give Nate the credit. I saw the video that weekend. We talked about it in Lima Likes, and I was so pumped for you because I think anybody that watched wrestling when they were young, they were like, could I ever do this? No, you leave it up to those big guys. You leave it up to those huge, muscle-bound dudes. And you were hanging in there. You actually did a move. I was blown away, Nathan Zagura. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. It was a lifelong thrill, and I am still feeling the effects. When you talk about being in those big guys, Satnam Singh, 7'4", 420 pounds, I'm still feeling the clothesline that he gave me about a month ago, because it was one of those situations where one second I was looking at him being like, oh my God, this is about to happen, and the next thing I was on the ground with my feet over my head, and I didn't know how I got there, and it felt like my chest was in the third row. So thank you to Satnam, but nonetheless, we came back, we triumphed, a little rock bottom, a little 1-2-3, and there it is.
Nathan was able to triumph. He looked good. He took bumps. And the most important thing is looked real. It looked about as good as it did. Preseason football doesn't always look that great, but we're hoping that Jameis Winston. Yeah, nice transition, huh? And we're hoping that Jameis Winston.
Fantastic. By the way, you still managed to not talk about the fact that you're going to be on the sidelines. Come on.
We're moving on. Jameis Winston is going to be starting with the Browns tomorrow. What do we I mean, what do I say, Nathan? What do we expect out of a veteran like Jameis? It's fun to hear him talk about Deshaun Watson, talk about the Browns.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I'm excited to see Jameis Winston in a Browns uniform throwing for the Browns to start this game tomorrow.
I am, too, and I think anybody who's been around the team, number one, you just love his infectious personality, his energy, his zest for life, his zest for football, his zest for the Cleveland Browns. And to get to see him play, he's fired up about it. I got to talk to him yesterday. He couldn't be more excited. He can still absolutely slow. Let's not forget, this is a former number one overall pick. It's a Pro Bowl quarterback, the guy who has a 5,000-yard season in the National Football League. So he absolutely can still throw the ball. And so I'm excited to see him. And, you know, the thing to me that I'm most excited about just in general this preseason is the fact that you look around the league at quarterback depth charts, and they are atrocious. I mean, atrocious. The Browns in the preseason are, and this is without Deshaun playing today, we have two Pro Bowl quarterbacks. We've got guys who have started in the NFL. Dorian Thompson beat the Steelers last year, Dorian Thompson Robinson. We've got quarterbacks who have all played in the league, and we've got a couple guys, I said, who are Pro Bowlers. For example, the Packers, once they pulled Jordan Love, they're going to have a second-year player from Sean Clifford from Penn State who's thrown one pass in the NFL, and then a rookie out of Tulane who's never thrown a pass in the NFL. So I think the Browns should have pretty darn good quarterback play relative to the rest of the league in the preseason. And points are what makes the NFL exciting, especially in the preseason. You're not looking for a defensive shutout. So hopefully that will be fun for the Browns, fun for their fans. And I think our receiver room is pretty deep with some guys that can make big plays. So I think it should be fun to watch this team put some points up on the scoreboard.
Yeah, I know you're a big fan of Matt Landers.
Landers, yeah, I like Landers. Jalen Darden, Amarian Brown has got a lot of people talking, and obviously, you know, Sed Tillman, you know, David Bell, and then the draft pick this year, Jamari Thrash. But, you know, that's six guys that are not in your top three that are going to get a lot of run. Teams play very vanilla coverages, and I think our quarterbacks, with their quality and their experience, should be able to take advantage of that.
Nathan, we don't have the music ready for you, but man, I would love to power rank, especially you, Nathan Zagura, to power rank the all-time camp heroes that may not have necessarily made it in the actual NFL for the Browns in a regular season, because I can remember the Josh Lentz's.
Josh Lentz is number one.
I think Lentz
was the first one that came to my mind.
Yeah.
Anybody else over the years? Because why not? When fans go to Berea, when they get a chance to see the team, every year you see some guys flash, right?
Cindric Steptoe. I got to tell you.
Wasn't there like a – wasn't before my time with the team, wasn't there a Carlton Mitchell?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nathan, the Carlton Mitchell was – that was as good as it gets, that whole argument there.
Wasn't that like peak camp?
Yeah, Chad Mustard. Chad Mustard. Evan Moore. Remember Evan Moore, tight end? Oh, yeah. He played in the NFL, obviously, but yeah, that was a big one there.
I would say, you know, you had Austin Watkins last year.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, everybody loved him. I'm trying to remember the name of the guy. I'm pretty sure his last name was Johnson, who was a wide receiver that ended up going to Minnesota and actually had 1 year in the league, like, where he had, I think, 800 yards, something like that, who was a guy that was another camp kind of superstar. You know, Davion Davis a couple of years ago made that unbelievable touchdown grab against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and people got excited about him. Yep. Austin Watkins, though, in recent memory, is probably the biggest kind of, you know, Camp Berea star. And it was a great story. He had an awesome preseason. He was DTR's go-to guy. But, yeah, that's what's fun about it. Now, the difference in this year's team from the past, when we're talking about guys like Josh Lenz, you know, and he wasn't on our team, but he became an All-Berea darling after we claimed him from the Seahawks, Cason Williams. Like, you were counting on those kind of people in the past to start and be stars. They're going to help us win football games. And now, this is a team that's going to be very hard to make for draft picks.
Yeah.
This is a team that's going to be very hard to make for established veterans who are playing at a very high level because, quite frankly, there's just more than 53 NFL-caliber players on this roster right now, significantly more. And Andrew Berry, especially on the defensive side, I mean, you could right now put 30 on the defensive side, which we know you can't have 20 on offense and 30 on defense. So there are going to be some very difficult decisions made by Andrew Berry. So those camp legends, now they're fun stories. Oh, Sheehy Giuseppe, we got to put Sheehy. He was on there, the kick returner. That's the difference right now with this football team is that a camp story that turns out to be great. Let's say Landers absolutely blows up. So best case scenario, right? He's the sixth receiver. or on the practice squad. But we're not looking for these people to necessarily play big roles for us or even play a role at all in the season.
Nathan Zagura, join us on the hotline. Now, Ken and I have had to explain to people, for whatever reason, over the last 2 years, that Deshaun Watson is a guy that absolutely wants to be out there. He does bust his butt to try to get on the field and to play and to rehab. He's done everything the team has asked for him, if not more. With that said, he's not playing in this game. Why do you think that is? You've seen him. You've seen every throw that you can see that they've made available. How does that arm look, and do you expect to see him in the preseason?
So, okay, three questions. So first, why am I surprised he's not playing this game? I'm not surprised he's not playing this game. They've kind of been very clear the whole time about bringing him along at a great pace. And, you know, he's even had some days where he hasn't thrown throughout training camp. So, number one, I'm not surprised that he's not out there, and I'll give you another reason why I'm really not surprised that he's out there. Our left tackle situation right now is tenuous at best, because Jed Wills we have not seen. Jack Conklin, he did play left tackle with Michigan State. I'm not saying he would be in the contention for that job, but we haven't seen him either. And I think when you're going to put your quarterback out there, especially your starter, you want him to be with his full complement. And so if you're going to put Deshaun Watson out there, that means you probably have to put Amari Cooper and David Njoku and Jerry Jeudy and Elijah Moore out there. But on the line, that means you're going to have to get – you want Jed Wills out there, but he is not yet ready. And you'd have to put Joel Bitonio out there. And I don't think that's what they're looking to do in the first preseason game. You know, next week, the starters, and Deshaun included, are going to get a ton of work in the joint practices. I don't think you'll see any starters in week two. I do think you'll see everybody in week three. I think that's kind of the plan. If you look at what happened last year, I think that would be the plan, that week one we're going to ease into it. Week two is going to be all about the joint practices for the starters, and then week three will be that tune-up dress rehearsal when we travel all across the country to Seattle, Washington, to take on the Seahawks in the preseason finale in a game that makes a ton of sense with a 10 p.m. Eastern kickoff.
Yeah. It was great when they asked Jimmy. He's like, I don't know how we got that game. I have no idea.
Nobody knows how we got that game at all, as a matter of fact. So that's kind of what I see. I don't know if I answered all the questions in there, Lima, but that's why he's not playing tonight. I think that we will see him in the preseason. And he's looked good, and he's been working so hard. I think the fact that he did what he did in the second half against Baltimore, knowing that then he was shut down for the year immediately following that game, that tells you about the guy's toughness. And even the players on the team have talked about that. All the pain that he was in, and yet he went out there and played at that level, led the Browns to a huge win. So, yeah, he is an incredibly tough competitor. Just look at what he's done as a member of the Texans and at Clemson. There's no question about that. So I think that everybody's very excited when he will get back out there. But my guess is we won't see him in the preseason until Seattle.
Well, how many kick returners could we see, not just tomorrow, but all throughout the preseason?
Which ones?
Kick returners. Kick returners.
Yeah. I think you're going to see a lot of Pierre Strong. Pierre Strong has had a phenomenal camp in the kick return game, because it's turned into a run play, and what you're looking for is a running back that can put their foot in the ground, get north-south, and accelerate. And guess who has the best acceleration on this team? It's Pierre Strong. So he's looked great. Jerome Ford, who was a very good kick returner his rookie year for the Browns, he's getting reps back there. Jamari Thrash is getting some reps back there. Amarian Brown is getting some reps back there. So it's going to be this dynamic kickoff. I think it's going to be exciting. I don't know if it'll necessarily be exciting in the preseason, because I don't think anybody wants to show anything from a scheme standpoint. But I do think in the season, it's going to be a very exciting play. My guess right now, if you said week one, who's back there for the opening kickoff, would be Pierre Strong.
Now, we know Jordan Love is going to play for the Packers. Not sure how much. And I'm sure the coaches talk about that, right? They call each other. Yeah. I think Stefanski mentioned that, you know, in his press conference this week. With that said, what kind of defense are we looking at? How many starters are truly going to be out there to go up against Jordan Love?
I think if you can probably immediately cross off a bunch of starters from your list, just thinking about it, you know, who do we not need to see, or who is a veteran at the point on their second contract that we definitely don't need to see. So you're not going to have a ton of starters. Now, the good news for the Browns is our second group at defensive end and defensive tackle could start for a lot of teams in the National Football League. You know, going into this, we've got up front, Zadarius is banged up, Dalvin's banged up, so I would expect that you wouldn't see either one of those. I have no need to see Myles Garrett. I don't think anybody else does either. Shelby Harris has been banged up, so probably won't see him. Linebackers, you know, Hicks is banged up right now, Tony Fields is banged up, and then JOK, to me, that they'll just be judicious with him. Might play, might not, but if he did, would not be for long. And then in the defensive back end, you know, we know Greg's out already, and I don't think I don't think we need to see him. I don't need to see MJ Emerson or Grant or Thornhill, but guys do want to play, especially younger players. Guys coming back from things like to get out there, so we'll see how that goes. But yeah, I don't think you're going to see the full complement of defense, and I think you're going to see Jim Schwartz go out there and be like, I want to see these guys cover. We're playing man one. Let's see what you got, Packers and Browns players. Let's see you go out there and cover.
Nathan Zagura joining us here on the show. Got to ask around not just this game, but around the NFL, and we have to go back to Cleveland because
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nathan, Brandon Ayuk was a big conversation piece throughout this week. Was it a distraction to any of the teammates of Amari Cooper or anybody else that was mentioned in some of this stuff?
Absolutely not. And I think that, you know, number one, Amari is beloved in the locker room. I also think, number two, that if you look at salary caps and you look at the way things were structured, that there's probably a good likelihood that had Brandon Ayuk become a Cleveland Brown, that Amari Cooper would still be a Cleveland Brown. It was not necessarily that Amari Cooper had to be traded in that. So I think that's one of the misnomers that was going around out there. You never know with these things. I think they're fluid. I think we know Andrew Berry right now is always scouring, looking to improve the roster in any way he can, not only for this season, but for the future as well. And so when a guy like Brandon Ayuk becomes available, of course he's going to inquire about that. I think right now, my guess is Ayuk probably stays in with San Francisco. I don't know anything to say that definitively, but you know, the longer it goes on and the closer you get to the start of the season, the harder it is to make a deal that would be substantial, because not only are you trading assets to get Brandon Ayuk, you're then going to reward him with a rather rich contract immediately, so you'd want him in your program as soon as possible. But no, not a distraction. This team business is all as usual. And here's the great thing about our organization now, is there is very clear, open, transparent communication with everybody, so nobody is kind of caught off guard. And if they have a question about something, they know they can go right into Kevin Stefanski's office, they can go right up to Andrew Berry and ask. And so I don't think it was a distraction at all. I think that this is a team that is very, very talented. It's a team that knows it has an opportunity to do something very special this year, and if they can enhance that, why wouldn't you? You know, that's kind of, I think, the mindset.
Kenny, new show bit.
What?
One-word questions.
Yeah, we did it before. We stopped doing it.
We're revisiting.
Let's do it again. Ready?
A little bit. I got
you
one.
Go, go.
Dome?
Yes. Yes. Glorious, beautiful, love everything about it. I am so happy that people got to see those videos and those renderings. I think it has an opportunity to be incredible for this area and really just make, kind of put Cleveland in some ways and this area, Northeast Ohio, on the map. Think about people flying over that every time they come into Cleveland. Massive development, tons of money, big events, and it looks beautiful. And there's a reason that it does look so beautiful. I think, you know, it is widely considered in the NFL, or actually it's kind of more a statement of fact, that Minneapolis, the U.S. Bank Stadium, is the best stadium in the National Football League. Well, those are the same architects that are working on with the Cleveland Browns that you saw in those renderings. So that would give you, you know, Cleveland's version of the best stadium. They also did SoFi. So I'm all about it. I've been all about it. And I've been all about it for years. I mean, when we went to Minnesota, and I believe that was week 4 of 2021, I want to say, when we went there and then the next game was at SoFi, we played the Chargers in that wild shootout, beat Minnesota there. I came out of that stadium being like, this is exactly what we need here for the Cleveland Browns. This is a 100% the best football environment I've ever been in. The bowl's awesome. You could see through the top. It felt like you're outdoors, even though you were indoors. And so I'm thrilled that it looks like that's the direction that the Browns could be going as they pursue these parallel paths. You know, nothing's been decided yet, but, you know, you either have the option to stay where you are in Cleveland, and people, obviously, there's a good segment of people who love that, or you have an opportunity, I think, to build a world-class facility that would be so fan-friendly and great for this region. So I love it, and the feedback I've gotten, I don't know about you guys, but has been overwhelmingly positive about what the Browns put out.
It has been it's been weird. It's been very positive at the beginning, and then it you know, people are allowed to have their opinion. So it's been about, I would say, about 75-25 on our end. But anyway, Nathan, it's great to talk to you. We'll see you tomorrow, and everybody's looking forward to watching you on Channel 5 tomorrow, bud.
And everybody is looking forward to listening to you on the sidelines for your Cleveland Browns, baby.
Jim and Gerard will sound great. Nathan, thank you very much for the time. Nathan Zagura. I think that we need to pay attention to a little bit of that. I mean, I'm not trying to overdo it. Like, it's preseason for a lot of folks, and they're like, oh, stop making a big deal. Oh, I've seen Jed Wills walk around. DeJuan Jones looking good.
Good. Good.
Well, Jack Conklin, I don't believe, is ready just about yet. Well, like, we have a problem here over at our tackles.
It's a question we haven't had to talk about in a very long time, which is, and I see all the prognostications, everybody still has the Browns top 5 offensive line in football. I saw the other day somebody had him as number 1. It's been that way for a while. That is something most NFL fan bases don't have the luxury of, just penciling in their offensive line as one of the best in football every year. We remember what football was like in this town with the expansion Browns, and so many years after, where they struggled because they did not have an offensive line. They might have had, you know, just little peaks of valleys and this and that, but if you don't have a consistent offensive line, it makes life so hard. It's hard to ever truly be a Super Bowl contender if your line is not good. So given all of that, what is this team if this offensive line is not top 5?
In trouble.
Let's just say they're
in trouble.
Let's say they're
to make
13th,
the playoffs. In trouble,
14th, like, 15th.
In trouble to make the playoffs.
It's the least talked about thing. We talk about what the most? We talk about Deshaun Watson. We talk about our incredible defense and Myles Garrett next, right?
Yeah.
Then you probably move on to talking about, you know, the play design and Stefanski and Dorsey, and then Amari Cooper, and who's going to be the wide receivers, Jerry Jeudy.
Listen, you can
we don't ever have to mention offensive line.
But you can only do so much. Like, guys can get in the way of great players as coaches, but you can only do so much if you're a great coach and you don't have great players. And if you don't have great players available to you, it makes it that much more frustrating. It's worth, like, if you don't have the players in the building, that's one thing. If the players are in the building and they're on crutches, like, that's going to mess with your soul. That messes with your psyche. Because it's like, if I had that guy right there, we'd be in this place. And then you start, honestly, I've seen this, guys, where there's been the good players that we've had in the past. And guys, yeah, I know, there haven't been that many of them over 20 years. It will start messing with the chemistry and start messing with the relationships. Because you start to feel the walls closing in. You can hear the media. And there's been coaches, one in particular, you start to hear it, and it's like, you're in the water pool again, huh? Okay. And it will start to mess with you, man. And I don't think it would come to that with the Browns. That was an extreme example, but an example that did happen in my time here. It is a situation where I need to keep Deshaun Watson upright and all right. I need to keep him comfortable. I need to keep him healthy. I'm happy that we have Jameis Winston. I think Nathan's right, and it gave me an idea. I kind of want to go back and power rank all the backup quarterbacks in the NFL and see where our Jameis sits. Because remember, where did Jacoby Brissett sit the 1 year? And we thought it was a bit of a slight. And then Joe Flacco came in halfway through the year last year, so I don't know if I can really just go ahead and count him. Or past halfway through the year last year, I should say, and we can't really go ahead and count him. Because last year, we went from Jacoby Brissett, good, solid, to big question mark, where we kind of escaped with Joe Flacco, because a lot of people are going, man, you're really leaving yourself a big problem here. And by the way, I could one day, ain't going to be today, but you could table this. I want to talk about those relationships with Deshaun Watson out of those quarterbacks, but that's for a different day, because Jacoby Brissett did the right thing as best he could. Joe Flacco did the right thing the best he could. Jameis Winston's really doing the right thing as best he can.
I've seen some people bring up over the last few days, well, this is why Jameis is here and not Joe Flacco. And guys, it's a totally different situation. Joe Flacco was brought in to try to salvage the season. I'm sure they didn't in their wildest dreams think he was going to play as well as he did. And even I know statistically it wasn't even as great as maybe we thought it was. Mm-hmm. But just in terms of the production, the touchdowns, I mean, the offense all of a sudden had a vertical threat that it hadn't had. There were some definitely more aggressive calls that maybe weren't in it before. Joe Flacco wasn't there to mentor Deshaun Watson.
What are the reasons? I'll get back to the O-line here in a second. What are the reasons that people are saying?
They're making it seem like, well, this is why Jameis is here. So you know, he's non-threatening to Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. He's going to sit there and help out Deshaun Watson and try to maximize Watson, as if like Joe Flacco was supposed to do that last year. Joe Flacco was brought in to do one
thing.
Deshaun
Watson wasn't here.
Right. He wasn't here.
He was
here.
On the mend.
He was not
he's
healthy.
He's getting surgery.
Yeah. What did you think what did you think Flacco was going to do for him?
They didn't sign him in the offseason. The picture's famous of him getting on a plane in like November.
Off a couch. Literally, yeah. they said off a couch.
Like, no, you can't. The first two things about Jameis Winston are true.
Yeah,
the other thing about Jameis Winston that's true is that he's still a competent quarterback and can still play at a high level. You need a guy like that.
And I don't even want to take it as if, Jameis Winston's not competitive. He doesn't really think he should be playing. No, he thinks he could start on, I'm sure, a certain amount of teams in this league. Jameis Winston can start. He also knows those offers aren't really there anymore.
Yes. He also knows what a lot of guys have found the truth out of the entire matter. Is Jameis Winston has found the truth that he can make still a lot of money being a backup quarterback. He doesn't have to go through hell every single week, and he can come in, and then he can come back out if Deshaun Watson goes back in. That's the difference of it. He knows he's no longer capable of the $300 million contract in the NFL, but there's still a good living to be a backup quarterback where you can go out, have fun, put up some numbers, and still win a football game.
Had he just taken a knee in New Orleans, he'd probably still be the backup.
More than
New
likely,
Orleans.
There's that chance. Yes, you're right about that.
Oh, that's
because
right.
You go back when he first got to New Orleans, you remember he made the one play and he got just ripped in front of God and everybody by Sean Payton, because there was a lot of things that Sean Payton was trying to show him how to do to elongate his career. And Jameis Winston has talked about that. And here he is elongating his career, saying the right things and hopefully playing the right way starting tomorrow in the preseason game, even though we're probably going to see him for about a series and that's it. So those things help him. He's got it now. He's got the score of it, and yes, if some team is out there where they don't have a quarterback situation that's really good for anybody, and they want to go ahead and go after him and make sure he's a placeholder, then fine. God bless him. He understands that probably Cleveland won't be the last team he's with, more than likely, unless they decide to pay him that way as a backup quarterback at the very top end. But no, there might be a team that does it, but he has a chance to prove it here. Going back to the offensive line. I need to keep Jameis healthy because Jameis is more classic drop back, stay in the pocket type of guy. And obviously I need to keep Deshaun Watson healthy. And it does bother me that when you have a guy like Deshaun Watson who's more willing to do RPOs, more willing to explore the space, if I can't have Jet out there in real time, which these are not faults of these guys. This is fate. If Jed Wills can't be out there to help himself out, then there's going to be a problem. If Jack Conklin isn't out there to help himself out, there's going to be a problem. Because remember, you had, where am I drawing the blank? I keep wanting to say Garen Conley, and that's not it. Who was playing left tackle last year? Garen Christian, and did a pretty good job at left tackle as best he could, right? Like, there was a lot of piecemealing going on. You don't want to do that this year, but I don't have those guys that are able to do it. And now we're thinking, all right, let's leave DeWand over at right tackle. He's done a fine job over at right tackle. We don't want to go ahead and we don't want to mess with that. Who are we going to put over at left tackle? Now we're talking Jack Conklin over at left tackle, and I think every fan's answer is that, all right, what are you going to do week two after he's out for the season? It's just the facts of the matter. That's why I keep thinking, if Jed Wills comes back, which I didn't see him out there yesterday, he's walking around, he hasn't participated in practice because he's still coming back from that knee injury. If Jed Wills plays at any level, for the third straight day, I'll say it, guys, you're going to hate it. They're going to probably offer an extension to him at any level. Because, again, they don't fall off of trees, and they need these guys to play up to snuff, and they know that maybe they want to go after a wide receiver in the draft, or they don't want to put too much pressure on a second, third, fourth round guy
to
go over and start at left tackle.
Is the Wills contract thing the toughest decision, the most complicated decision the Browns have to make?
It's up there. I can't think of anyone that's more off the top of their head other than what to do with Deshaun Watson if things don't go the way we want them to go between him and Kevin Stefanski. Not that there's any Eagles problem out there, but what would you do if things weren't to go well? That would be a big conversation to have. One that they have had, I can guarantee you that. Just not breaking news, but as a thing that you have to cover all your bases. But in real time, Jed would probably be the biggest one. You know, Amari Cooper at the end of the year, that's at the end of the year. Jed Wills has got to be the biggest one of, what do I do? Because you're not going to pay him little money. You're going to pay him top-end money for a left tackle if he goes out and he plays that well. Well, we already did it once with Jack Conklin, and you know that if he goes out there and he doesn't play well, that's the first thing people are going to bring up in 2025.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.